Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amets.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jordan Goodman is here. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the America's Money Answer Man. He's a weekly contributor to Public Radio International's Marketplace Morning Report. He's written a number of books, which we've talked about on the show before, and lately a bunch of e-books that you can find on his website, which we'll give you in a little bit. And he's here to talk to us about helping us do a little better job of managing the financial part of our small businesses. Jordan Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Jordan, one of the things I was talking to the audience about when I told them you were coming was that it, probably for the first time in my career, small business owners that have that were in business prior to 2008 and are still in business probably have better balance sheets
right
than they've ever had, because we leveraged after 2008. We learned how to operate our businesses more effectively.
Pay off debt.
Yep. And yeah, so we're out of debt. We probably got a better cash flow picture. We've got better ratios, which means that
they're earning nothing. That's
which means that we probably have a lot of cash laying around that the banks aren't paying us anything for.
Correct. It's going to stay that way, Jim.
I know.
I'm not going to pay anything for a long, long time.
Oh, no, those days are gone. So what should we do with all that?
So here's something I've been doing in my business, which might be of interest to people. And this is interesting because on both sides of the aisle here, it's what's called commercial mortgage bridge loans. And it's something that small businesses are taking out on one hand, but you can also invest in them as a way of earning, I wouldn't quite use the word guaranteed, but super secure 6% yield over 1 year, 6% over 1 year. And there's a website people can find out about it, which is commercial.
So tell them what it means, what a commercial mortgage bridge loan means.
Okay, so a commercial mortgage bridge loan is when somebody who's improving their commercial property, could be a hotel, a shopping center, medical office, apartment building, some kind of commercial property. They can't get a loan from the local bank because they're still so super tight. They do a commercial bridge loan where they're putting a first lien on the property, and then they get the loan. They pay interest for the year, and they pay the principal back when the project is done in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So from the investor's point of view, he's getting 6% monthly checks. At the end of the year, you get your money back, super secure.
And you're buying into a fund, though, right? No,
it's not a fund. It is not a fund.
So are you identifying
your name or your business's name is in first position on a specific
piece of property. So you literally become the mortgage holder of a specific piece of property. You as your business, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Interesting. It's a commercial property. That is correct.
Now, who matches up everyone?
So there's at that website, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com.
Okay.
They have matched. So there's people who are taking out loans and people who are giving the money for the loan. The typical minimum is $50,000. There are also no fees or commissions of any kind.
Wow.
Because the way the loan originator puts them together, they charge a spread over the 6%. To the commercial loan borrower.
So the net of six goes to the lender.
So they may charge a total of 10, something like that.
Right,
the originator gets 4, but you as the business owner, or you could do this individually, get 6 with no commissions whatsoever.
So so it's better than junk bonds, because with junk bonds, you got no collateral. And in this case,
trades up and down. Here, you get your money back for sure. Your principal never varies in price at all.
And so the object there then would be to, you'd have to do some due diligence, though, to make sure that you're comfortable with the underlying asset.
They do that for you. The loan originator does that for you.
Well, but still, don't be naive. I mean,
I'm just telling you, what the loan originator does in wealth, they have a $50 million, what they call a mortgage fund, which is taking seconds on the same property.
Right.
So they're backing the first. So if there's any problem, with 99% of the time they pay on time.
Yeah.
But the 1% of the time there's any trouble, the mortgage fund is sitting there legally obligated to make all interest and principal payments.
Are you recommending,
they've done this for 35 years.
Are you recommending your folks to take their money out of the stock market right now and move it in this direction?
Well, I mean, for the safe part, I would certainly say to take money out of bonds, right now, because bond interest rates are lower but rising. So if you got a 2% treasury and you have a lot of principal risk, here you go for a 6% with no principal risk over 1 year. So that, and as you said before, a lot of people have money in cash, is earning zero. So I would certainly start with the cash and the
bond. But don't put your money in. This is money you got to be able to live without for a year.
Correct.
And B, it is in some jeopardy.
Minimal jeopardy.
But still some.
For 35 years and nobody's ever lost a penny.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just give you a recent example. They had a Hawaiian hotel owner who was wanted to renovate his place. It was a $14 million property.
Right.
Priced at 14. He borrowed $3 million to fix up the rooms and put in a new restaurant in. The guy's not going to miss payments on a $3 million loan and lose a $14 million property, right?
Right. But your 100,000 you put in, you're going to be one of 30 first positions, and your share alike, I guess, is what is
yeah,
if it goes down.
But they're all equally. But again, that mortgage, $50 million mortgage, is backing you up.
Right.
So it's a very, very safe thing. I'm not just going to use the word guaranteed, but it's very, very safe. You know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And give us the website again, please.
So it's commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com.
All right.
Have you done
business with these people before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've helped them out. And then on the other side of the same fence, they do get loans to business people who need them to do their renovations because they can't get them from banks. I mean, I hear this all the time. Even though they've got good balance sheets and good credit and good collateral, they just can't get through the bank maze these days. They just can't.
Well, they may either be going to the wrong bank because big banks are not helping small businesses as much as small banks are, but it might be that they've outgrown their small bank.
That's possible. That's possible. Anyway, the reality is the people at this commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com have more people applying for loans than they have capital because there's so many small businesses that can't get loans from banks. That's just the reality.
And the loans they're looking for to make are all real estate
It's got to be correct. It is a
commercial
secured loan.
Commercial
secured by existing real estate. They're not building new, not new construction.
Right.
It's existing properties that they need to renovate somehow.
Okay.
So, it's a huge thing out there. A lot of people need it.
So, JordanGoodman.com, is that the website?
No, MoneyAnswers.com.
There you go, MoneyAnswers.com. How many e-books are there?
Well, I've got 13 books now.
Yeah.
My latest one is called Master Your Debt. Because there's a lot of people with a lot of debt, both corporate and individual debt, and I can help them out in all kinds of ways.
So check it out, moneyanswers.com, Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, America's Money Answer Man, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're going to come back and talk about something completely different in the next segment. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Sir Elton to take us out.
Pretty eyes, pirate smile, you merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.